Aber ich schreibe Mannes.
I'd like to speak a few shailas about Hilchos Challah tonight. First shaila we've seen on the sign. There's a minhag in all the nurseries and playgroups. At least once a year they make challah with the children. Shach lecha, normally shach lecha, yeah, sometimes baked biscuits. Challahs, the shaila is, they want to be mechanach the children with this challah as well. Show them how to take challah. The shayla is, are they allowed to take challah? Well, see all the shittas. You've got plenty of flour here. Normally we take challah without a bracha of 1.2 kilo, and with a bracha from 2.2. Here they've got 3 kilo, no problem. Challah shittas you can make. You've got enough flour there for shaykh challah. The shayla is, are they allowed to take challah? Everyone gets a piece of dough. Are they allowed to take challah? Another shayla. Shlachmonos amol. Sometimes people bake cakes. If they want to give out shlachmonos, are they allowed to take challah? Do they have to take challah? They're going to split up all the doughs, all the after it's baked. They're going to give out different cakes, different challahs, and not every person is going to get a sheir challah. Are they allowed? Is the person who's baking it allowed to take challah? And do they have to take challah? The third shayla. I once heard that somebody wanted to, you know, Mishra Brura writes a chosh v'inyan every Friday to, if you can, to bake challahs. And he tries against people who don't bake challahs, not so happy about it. Kopon is a chosh v'inyan to bake challah. And Nach Novi Taka says, as everyone runs around for different schools of brachas, it's a pasuk in Novi. Lahavi bracha el beisecha. Taking challah is the Havi Bracha al Beisecha. Ishkan Skula from other people, it's Mefurish al Pasuk and Navi. The Havi Bracha al Beisecha. So the person wants to take challah. The ma'at of the shayla is, he hasn't got a big family, and he wants to take challah, he's going to have to put it in the freezer. And then it's not going to be fresh every week. It's fresh from the freezer, but not fresh from the oven. So someone gave ma'atza, take challah, make a big dough, you can make a bracha, take challah, and freeze the dough. And every week, take out the dough for that week and bake it, it'll be fresh. So you can't make a bracha the next week. The shayla is, can he make the bracha the first week? He's got the big sheir challah, he's going to spit it in different doughs, put it in the freezer, every week take out.
Yeah, now. What's the question? What's the problem?
So we'll see. I'm just going to say the shayla, and then the maisa, that's another shayla. The fourth shayla is, if a person doesn't want to make a whole sheir to bake challahs, he wants to do half of challah, and he wants to make a bracha, so he makes a big shear with the flour and water, whatever goes into challahs, and then he's going to split it, and half of it he's going to make into kuchen. He's going to put cocoa, sugar. Can he make a bracha on challah? He's not going to bake it all as challahs, he's going to put some challahs and some kuchen. Is he allowed to make a bracha, and is he mechuyev to take challah? And a fifth shayla is, what would happen if two young women want to get together to make challah together, because they've only got them and their husbands, and they haven't got so much to be able to give challah to, and they want to bake it together, so we want to get at least every few weeks to be able to make a bracha, and they're going to come together in one of the houses, they'll bake the dough, and then after they've braided the challahs, they'll each take it to their houses and bake it
in their
own houses. Are they allowed to? Do they have to make a bracha? Do they have to take challah? So the interesting.
Can they make a bracha if they're doing the same house, even though it belongs to two different people?
Right. That's going to be the chiddukal answer. So the ma'aser all starts from here. The Mishnah says that by a nachtum, a person who bakes is different than a person who bakes himself in his house. A person who bakes himself in his house. The Yerushalmi says, a person who bakes dough, amonos lechalik botzik, if he's going to split it out while it's a dough, he's patura min achala. A person who bakes dough, he makes a dough, and he's going to split it out to other people while it's a dough still, you paturah min achal. You only chayv challah if it's going to belong to one person when it's baked. If you're going to split it up after it's baked, you're chayv b'challah. But if you're going to split it up while it's a dough, I'm going to give it out to different people while it's a dough, paturah min achalah. And a person who makes a bracha, it's a bracha levatalah. He's potter from challah if he's going to split it up as a dough.
Individual people.
I'm going to give it out as a dough. I've got one big dough. I'm now going to give every person a separate piece for themselves to keep to make their challahs paturah min hachallah. Right, that's where it's very negeah. Paturah min hachallah. I'm a meila. If you make a bracha, it's a bracha levatalah. It's no chiyuv challah. You can make a different bracha. It's the same. It's potter min hachallah. It's also to make a bracha. If I'm trusted to get by my helpers to help it out for me, I'm a chalik, it means I'm giving it to them. It's yours.
I won't be coming to them until after the go home. After the payment, it's basically.
Right, so if they're not giving it out properly to them, we'll speak about
it. I owe all the bit.
And you're just going to play with
when
it.
When they walk home after school, I'll tell them.
Right, so if it's done like that, and Akhlami, but normally the thing is, by.
But
it depends how they're going to do it. Okay, we'll come to it in a minute. I'll just say the Rosh HaProch. If a person is mechalik when it's a batik, it's paturah min achala. The Gemara, the Rishami asks, that we find in Gemara in Chulin says, Isas HaShutvin, the Shutvin get together and they have an Isa, and they bake, then you're chayav b'chala. If two Shutvin get together to bake, you're chayav b'chala. So how is it two things go together? Are you chayav? You're going to split it. So Yerushalmi says, the answer is, are they mechalik it when it's a dough, or are they split up only after it's baked? Isas HaShutvin, they bake it together.
They bake it together,
they're Shutvin until after the Afiyah. Memela, you're chayav b'challah. Mashengen, if you split it up while it's a dough, you're potter min hachallah. Now why is this so? The Pasuk says in Parashat Shlach,
well, the Shutvin own half each?
Yeah, we own half of it. Yeah. You half. Bring your bag, I bring my bag, put the dough together. We're both shooting in this chav.
So if you get the woman, then you make a bracha.
Right. Depends how they split it. We'll see when they go home.
When's the chizah for shalach?
Oh, so that's what we're going into. The ma'aseh in pasuk, my parashat shlach, it says two lashonos. One lashon is lechem haaretz. Voy v'achochem lechem haaretz. That's how it starts off. Voy v'achochem haaretz. It's Kanaan, it's Israel. Then, lechem haaretz, that's when you mechuyev. And the next pasuk says, "Mereish Lashem." Isa. A lashon arisa is lashon of isa. So how do two things go together? Is a chiyuv challah by a dough, or is a chiyuv challah when it's baked? So Ruchaim Arivi al Rambam Ruchaim Briska is mevaya a very geshmak of pshat to mamaz by this nekuda. The ikka chiyuv of challah is when it's going to be lechem, when it's going to be baked. But if you know it will be mechuyev then. Then you're mechayev already. The Torah was already mechayev you b'sha'at it's a dough. So you're chayev b'sha'at it's a dough if you know that it will come lidei chiyuv when it's baked. If you know there won't be a shei challah when it's baked, there's nothing to bring earlier to be mechayev you. So Amela, if you know b'sha'at it's baked, it's going to belong to two different people, then you're not chayev when it's a dough. You're only chayev when it's a dough if you know what it's going to come lidei chiyuv challah later. Then you're already chayev when it's a dough. Because the ikka mechayev on challah.
Yeah, if you have exact the shear, you take some off, then after baking, it's not the shear anymore.
You haven't got that much there. It'll have to be. It's going to be around Mishal Safiyah. It's going to be around Mishal Safiyah to be able to be chayev, yeah.
To give an example of that case.
What's a case to be able to be chayev or potter?
Either. Both.
Oh, so that's what we'll come to over here. Now,
if you put multiple challah
into
the freezer and you amass up to
Sheikh Khalid
at the end.
Yeah.
Even though they're baked different weeks.
Right, we're going to come to that over here. Yeah, that's not much about this point. So the Ma'aseh here is Bachrikas. What happens? Is this Patoa Abanos Khalik? Is it Shaykh to have a Patoa by one Bailim? Or is it only if I spit out with two different people? Let's say, like you said, I spit out with two different weeks and two different times I'm going to bake it. Is that called Abanos Khalik or not? So Roy Bachrinim hold. The Shach and the Prisha and the Levush all say it's not Shaykh by one Bailim. If it's going to remain under one person's rishus, one person's bayus, it's not shaykh hamanos lechalik. It's never shaykh. But the chazanish is choylik. The chazanish says it doesn't depend on one bailim or two bailim. It depends how much you makbid. Are you makbid to mix these things together? If you are makbid to mix these things together, even my one bailim will be potter. It's called hamanos lechalik. It doesn't make a difference one bailim or two bailim. It depends, are you makbid b'shaya safiya to mix these two things together? Would you be willing to mix these two types of doughs together? If you're willing, then you're chayav. If you're not willing, then you're potter. Oh, so now let's go back to all the cases. So the first case, the case of the nursery, the playgroups, yeah? They're mechalik it while it is a dough. Everybody, I know it has a straw, and they put a flag in. You put your dough in, that person made the dough, Rachel made the dough, they put the name Rachel, and they put it onto the pot of the challah. The pot of the mechalik it already while it's a dough. That's theirs. If they don't get theirs, the ochem vei, if they don't get the shape they made, whatever shape they're going to make, they're mechalik it already before it's afiyah. So even though they bake it in the schools, you're pot of mechalik. All the poskim I'm asking to this. I remember that they made a ganzer geshrei about this. Not everyone knows about this.
It's not incidental after it's baked.
Oh no, at the shayla, are you making it or not? The matzias says, you give it to them. This is your challah. No one's going to touch it.
It's your challah. We're not making it.
That's yours. We're not making it, Marish. The vote is this is yours. This is yours. This is yours to make. And say, oh, I'm not asking you to do me a favor to bake my challahs. If I've got a few people in my house, bake my challahs for me. But say that I'm not mechalik to them. Hey, I'm mechalik to you. I'm already giving it to you now. I'm going to bake it for you in a minute. They all say, Avadi, you can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha. If you want to, if the teachers want to mechalach the children, there's an eitz, so what to do? If they make a massive sheikhala, and there's enough, even after they gave it to the kids, there's enough for themselves, for the teacher to take home to make her challah, the seida, then she's got enough, mitzad herself, to make it, now you can do it. But the ma'aseh, the normal way is they're not going to do that, then they shouldn't be making a bracha. You can take out a bit of challah and make it to be taking challah, but the ma'aseh, there's no chiyuv challah there. Now, Shabbos challah?
No, you mean Shabbos
UK. Shabbos UK, heard about this. I have to find out how they do it. What they do in the mice, huh? Everyone gets a dough.
They get a shiv.
Oh, yeah? Everyone takes a bracha?
To the table.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Everyone
gets it. Number B. That's one shayla. The other shayla in the case where the person wants, the isha wants to put it in the freezer to get fresh challahs every week.
Yeah.
They could be chayav challah for everybody. Because it's one bailim, and I'm happy to mix the doughs. The only reason is like every person's oven. I feel a person who bakes a challah on Friday and does the whole baking. We haven't got big ovens like in bakeries. So there's no sheikh challah in the oven. That's why chayav challah? I didn't go in the oven together. So it is, I'm happy to mix it. I haven't got an oven big enough, but I haven't got a problem mixing the doughs. Now that I'm chayav. So in this case, when you take them out of the freezer, the doughs, I've had the challah for everybody. It's one bailim. So it's not shaykh hamlas challah for those achrayim. Now feel the chazanish. I'm happy to mix it together. It's not the type of doughs that I don't mind mixing. In the case where you wanted to make chatzi kuchen, chatzi challah. So here's going to be a machlekas between the achrayim. It's one bailim. I own both the kuchen and the challah. So the few most achrayim, I'm chayav b'challah. But for the chaznish, I'm potter from challah because I wouldn't want to mix the doughs. Fibos achroin, even if I want to mix it, it's one bailim, you don't have a patum, I'm not the chalik. One bailim, you always chayef. Or with the fila chaznish, you don't take chalik here, because I don't want to mix the doughs. I don't want to mix my chalik dough with my kuchen. Same type of things, yeah. Any type of dough I wouldn't want to mix, fila chaznish, you're not mechoy b'chalik. Memela, in Nazar case, the minig is to take without a bracha, because you have to be mitiachis, you can't be mekel like the chaznish legamri, because the rei machoyin machoyin can hold the chayef b'chalik. So maybe you take challah without a bracha. Nazar matzav, and you wouldn't want to mix the doughs, then you take challah without a bracha. If I had two noshim, two wives who get together, and they want to bake a dough together, and they go plat the challahs, and then take it home to bake. Mechalik it while it's a batik. Mechalik it while it's a dough. Mechalik it while it's a dough, you can't take challah. If they want to take a bracha, they should bake it all in the same place and then split it up. But the story that I heard.
How's that help?
Because
it's still not. It's still
doing too bad. If you only split up after Afia, so B'Shah Safiyah, It was a shaykh challah. It wasn't split up.
If your challah and my challah are different challah, we don't need shaykh to challah. I don't know if these are my challah, these are yours.
Shaykh doesn't matter. The shaykh doesn't matter. The ikazakh is the actual dough. We wouldn't mind mixing together. We haven't decided who's whose yet.
No, I plat, what you plat is two different
plats. If it's our akpada, that I'm only taking that and you're taking that, then akhlami.
Usually that's the problem. Usually then, I'll do my way, you'll do it your way.
Yeah. If it will be that way, then akhlami. If it doesn't make a difference.
Unless she plats both.
Right, then it's zechel like that. Right. If there's our father, which one I want to do, which one you want to do. Yeah,
you take
care
of
it. Yeah, it will depend on that, yeah, you're right.
You make a shabroth, just people divide them up, make a different
class, but it's all one. For one person making shabroth, there's anyway,
how does it work?
It's one bailing.
Yeah, but
making
two different lots.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it's all one bailing. That's all you find anyway. Now,
it's two different people making. In different houses, and they're putting together one big
freezer.
Two different houses. And
three, three of them were making 100 bulkers.
Right.
30 each.
Right. Right.
One big house, our house, one big bag, and put the whole lot in freezer.
I mean,
how do they make it? Where did they make it? That's another shayla I wanted to say. Oh, that's another shayla. These are all the shaylas we've got with the chiddush about splitting up. But the ma'aser, like you're saying, sheikh, the chiyuv chala is shaykh. Not only to have to come, b'shas, it's a dough, or b'shas, it's baked. It's shaykh with chiyuv chala to come later. The person what made pochas mekasheh every time, a small sheh, and then put it into a tzir of sal, something to be able to tarif it, you can mechayit. Now, what does it have to be in? The halacha is, if it's on anything that's more than a table, is chayit. You can have a tiny rim on the side of the table, that's enough to be called a kli, to be mitarif. It's on a flat table, it can't make a chiyuv. If it's any type of kli, and it doesn't have to be a container with high walls, anything that's called levazbas, episode rim around the table, and they're all that whole shear is on that table together, the machai b'chav. Chest freezer can be big problems.
Everyone's in a different bag.
Different bags is called a separate kid.
That's different.
If it's in a separate bag, it's fine.
Let's
say it's on a table. It's on a drain. It's on a person taking a big loads of challah. It's not all the space.
Yeah.
Now they put it on different things, and each one. That's right. And let's say it's on a big area. And it's got some sort of border to it, and it's just cooling off. That's mechayev b'chal. Even though it wasn't baked together, and it wasn't needed. Bag in the freezer is okay. Yeah, bag in the freezer is okay. Separate bags is okay.
And if all those separate bags again in a big bag.
Because the ma'aser, the freezer alone should be mitzarif it. If you buy it in separate bags, that's enough to be able to mechalik it. I just wanted to end off with one point. A choshev zach to know a kula by chalas chutz aretz. That doesn't apply. Chalas eretz yisrael is much more chum. Why? Because in eretz yisrael, when rov klal yisrael are there, it's deraisa. Nowadays, chalas chutz eretz yisrael is not deraisa. Rov klal yisrael are not there. But when klal yisrael are there, rov klal yisrael are there, it's deraisa. So we made that even nowadays it's very chum, and we're more machme over there. In what? Chalas chutz aretz is always drabon. There's always going to be drabon. So maybe there was a kula they gave the chalas chutz aretz. Chazal gave. If a person on Shabbos forgot, realized, hey, I didn't take challah, what do I do? And that's a chutz aretz on an eretz yisrael, you're not allowed to take challah, because it's called a tikkun mana, you're second something. So an eretz yisrael, it's muksa. Sure. You can't take challah, muksa. It's like chicken in your freezer on Shabbos. It's not cooked, it's muksa. You can't cook on Shabbos, it's muksa. Challah, an eretz yisrael, you forgot to take challah, it's muksa. In chutz aretz, there's a kula, you're allowed to eat it as teva. And whatever's left over, take that as challah. As a miyuchadik a kula, you can't eat challah because it's tikkun mana, you're masakin something. But you can eat tevel, it's tevel. Yeah. You're allowed to eat it as long as you leave over a bit for Mata Shabbos, and that'll be challah. That's the kula in chutz aretz.